The content of this program is intended for people who are blind and print impaired. This is Mary Ellen Sura for the North Carolina Reading Service, and this is Restaurant Review. For the next half hour, I will be reading to you from Wilmington Magazine, Wake Living Magazine, Charlotte Magazine, and Indie Week. Our first story today is from Wilmington Magazine, Wilmington's Gourmet Gem. Noma blends convenience, quality, and community in two charming locations, by Jen Reed. In a city known for its coastal charm, creative energy, and a food scene that rivals bigger metropolises, Noma has quietly and confidently become one of Wilmington's most beloved culinary destinations. What began as a cozy gourmet market in Porter's Neck has since blossomed into a two-location concept, with its sister store now serving the beachside community of Wrightsville Beach. Together, they offer more than just meals. They offer comfort, connection, and culinary care. The concept was created by husband and wife duo Alan and Jenny Looper, who brought to life a vision rooted in food, family, and thoughtful hospitality. Before opening Noma, Alan and Jenny Looper envisioned creating a space where gourmet convenience could meet local flavor. The idea was never just about selling food. It was about curating meaningful, high-quality experiences. With backgrounds in real estate and business, they brought a unique perspective to the culinary world, one grounded in understanding the rhythms of community life. That vision took shape in 2020 with the opening of the original Noma in Porter's Neck. The name, short for North Market, reflects both the location and the market-style model at its core. From the outset, the concept offered something fresh, a place to grab a made-to-order sandwich, a chef-prepared meal to go, or a bottle of wine from a carefully curated selection. As more people embraced a home-centered lifestyle, Noma quickly became a hub for those seeking high-quality take-home meals. The response was immediate and enthusiastic, as locals found in Noma a new kind of neighborhood staple, one that combined the convenience of a market with the quality of a boutique kitchen. Located at 8207 Market Street, the original Noma blends the ease of grab-and-go with the warmth of a neighborhood gathering place. Customers are greeted with sleek coolers filled with ready-to-eat dishes, fresh salads, dips, desserts, and full entrees. The culinary offerings reflect an elevated approach to comfort food, with rotating specials and popular staples alike. From creamy chicken salad and shrimp bisque to turkey meatloaf and seared salmon, each item is prepared with an eye for freshness and flavor. The daily offerings are designed to satisfy busy families and food lovers who want something delicious without the need to cook from scratch. Beyond the food, the Market Street location features a small but thoughtful selection of wines, snacks, and pantry items, all selected with the same care as the food itself. The atmosphere is welcoming and efficient, a place to stop in quickly or linger as you browse. With the success of the original location well established, the Loopers opened a second Noma in 2023, this time just minutes from the ocean. Situated on Wrightsville Avenue, Noma Wrightsville Beach brings the brand's signature warmth and quality to the island community with a few thoughtful twists to its surroundings. The beachside location continues the focus on gourmet meals and snacks, but with offerings that suit a laid-back coastal lifestyle. Customers can find everything from fresh fruit and baked goods to sandwiches, salads, cold beverages, and an expanded beer and wine selection, perfect for beach picnics, boat days, or casual entertaining. The Wrightsville Beach space reflects the easygoing spirit of its location. It is ideal for vacationers, second homeowners, and locals looking for convenient, high-quality options that align with an active outdoor lifestyle. Whether it's a quick stop before heading to the water or an easy dinner pickup on the way home, this location delivers accessibility without sacrificing flavor or quality. NOMA's success is anchored in its strong connection to the community. From working with regional vendors to curating seasonal specials and offering holiday catering, the brand is deeply woven into the daily fabric of life in Wilmington. Each decision, from ingredient sourcing to menu planning, is made with local preferences and values in mind. As the business continues to grow, the focus remains on maintaining quality, consistency, and customer connection. Plans for the future include more seasonal offerings, expanded catering, and potentially new community-driven experiences that celebrate local food culture. In an age where fast food and mass production dominate, NOMA offers something refreshingly different. It combines convenience with craftsmanship, speed with quality, and service with sincerity. Whether it's lunch on the go, a family dinner, or a special occasion, NOMA delivers consistently exceptional experiences. Both locations have become trusted resources for Wilmington residents and visitors alike. Places where food is more than sustenance. It is a reflection of care, creativity, and community. So, next time you're near Porter's Neck or Wrightsville Beach, stop in and discover what makes NOMA such a local gem. With its blend of gourmet offerings, neighborhood warmth, and an unmistakable charm, it is easy to see why NOMA is quickly becoming one of the most cherished names in Wilmington dining. So there's the two locations are Porter's Neck, which is at 8207 Market Street in Wilmington. That phone number is 910-686-9343. And at Wrightsville Beach, they're located at 7006 Wrightsville Avenue in Wilmington. The phone is 910-239-9142. The website for both locations is NOMA8207.com. Next up from Wake Living Magazine, Sunday Gravy, Every Day at Farina by Andrea Richards. Farina means flour in Italian, and from the get-go, the restaurant located in North Raleigh's Lafayette Village shows it knows its identity. A cozy neighborhood joint for comforting Italian-American fare. The menu features wood-fired pizza and pastas, bolognese, carbonara, baked rigatoni, and yes, a version of Sunday gravy. All staples of Italian-American cuisine, including as well iconic dishes like chicken and eggplant parmesan, chicken marsala, and shrimp scampi. Farina covers all the classics, but it doesn't stop there. Adding in seasonal specials, which can stray into new fusion territories like a French dip sandwich made from short rib that feels like it comes straight from some heavenly Nona's pot. Served with au jus, the sandwich proved so popular that Ian Moore, Farina's co-owner and operating partner, added it to the main menu. I make it and print it out here, so whenever I want to make a change, it's easy, he says. It allows flexibility, and like the menu, this place is very homemade. It is far from perfect, and that's what gives it character. The specials, like the rest of the menu, rely largely on local purveyors. Ian visits Raleigh's State Farmers Market twice a week for fresh produce and also has a host of vendors who secure locally sourced ingredients. When people go to Italy, they think the food is so good. The produce is why. The dishes are all basic. They're just using stuff that's in season, says Ian, who credits Ronnie Moore's farm in Meadow for Farina's fresh tomatoes. And it's not just the tomatoes that are first rate. Lacking the physical space for bread making, Farina's bread all comes from Oxford's Strong Arm Baking Company. The coffee and espresso come from Black and White Coffee in Wake Forest. And the shrimp in the scampi arrives fresh from the North Carolina coast, courtesy of Locals Seafood. The quality of the ingredients certainly shows in the final dishes, especially when prepared by deft hands of Farina's two chefs, brothers Martin and Manuel Bermudez, who work alongside Ian on menu development. Don't let the friendly vibe fool you. These dishes are well executed with thoughtful details that make a big difference. The antipasti are for sharing, with wood-fired wings, grandma's meatballs, even mussels. For me, the goat cheese stuffed peppers in a balsamic reduction stands out. The unexpected addition of golden raisins among the pine nuts and capers, highlighting the sweetness of both peppers and basil. It's a nice opening act, along with an arugula salad that changes with the seasons. Adding shrimp, which are well seasoned, gives the salad even more textural contrasts and flavors, and also transforms it into a proper lunch. As far as entrees go, the eggplant parmesan is a dark course. I have had too many oily, soggy, and bland parms in my lifetime to approach the dish with anything but caution. But at Farina, the paper-thin slices of eggplant remain crisp despite the mozzarella and marinara atop. How is such a feat of sorcery? Should we call it saucery? Even possible? Ian reveals the secret, beef tallow, which explains both the crispy golden brown texture and the flavor boost. So, it's not vegetarian, he offers apologetically, but my sister's a vegetarian and she eats it. Pescatarians can delight in the delicate seared salmon served atop a sweet pea lemon risotto that I truly could not get enough of. Neither, it seems, can Ian, who confesses that he often scrapes off the bottom of the risotto pans for a snack. Similar to the eggplant parm, the shrimp scampi exceeded my expectations. It is light and lemony rather than the usual garlic-forward version, and this change allows the sweetness of the fresh shrimp to dominate. For those looking for a cream sauce, the Tuscan chicken pasta offers a flavor-packed one of sun-dried tomatoes combined with blackened chicken for even more punch. The wood-fired pizza topped with fresh stracciatella cheese is fantastic, and while there are other possibilities on the menu, I can't imagine not ordering tiramisu for dessert. These feel like the type of things that go without saying, and by the time one arrives at dessert, you may feel significantly at home enough to offer the folks at the table next to you a forkful of whatever dessert you choose. You certainly don't have to, but it is a possibility. That's how comfortable and full of good cheer the food and the atmosphere of Farina feel. This sentiment, I imagine, is only stronger during the monthly jazz night, when Ian invites a three-piece band of students from Enloe to provide live music. Along with great food, Farina also features a full bar and a broad selection of Italian wines, so sip along to some smooth music. Farina is located at 8450 Honeycutt Road in Raleigh. Their phone is 919-890-0143, and the website, farinaraleigh.com. And now from Charlotte Magazine, Painted Rooster delivers the Holy Trinity of Comfort Food, by Taylor Bowler. You can't miss it. The towering 10-foot cast iron rooster that holds court on Central Avenue in Plaza Midwood. It's the work of local artist Matt Moore, and it greets you at the entrance of the new restaurant whose name it matches, Painted Rooster. It is unapologetically kitschy, a selfie magnet. Painted Rooster doesn't bother with cloth napkins or elaborate food presentations. It's all about the basics done right. Crispy chicken, hearty mac and cheese, and ice-cold bottles of beer. It has a come-as-you-are attitude and a menu that's unfussy and affordable. This food won't win any Michelin stars, but it's the kind of meal that makes you think, that's exactly what I needed. Painted Rooster, which occupies the former Zada Jane's space, is managed by Zach Current and Chrissy Oliver of Current & Co., the hospitality group behind Moo & Brew. The restaurant seats 68 inside and an additional 50 on a covered dog-friendly patio. The interior got a refresh that feels nostalgic and classic Americana, with vintage Coca-Cola ads, sepia-toned Miller Lite posters, and large metal barn stars. The music is a laid-back mix of Fleetwood Mac, Lynyrd Skynyrd, and the Eagles. The beer list is substantial but not pretentious. Choose from domestics, lagers, ales, IPAs, and sours. Domestics are available in shorties and 40s. They also offer a selection of ciders and seltzers, as well as booze-free and gluten-free options. Cocktails include classics like an Old Fashioned for $11, Bloody Mary, $9, plus signature drinks like the Rooster's Garden, $11, and the Roos Rita, $10. If you prefer your liquor straight, see the Whiskey, Rum, Gin, Tequila, and Vodka lineup. Rock Nest wines are also available by the bottle. Start with an order of fried pickles, $9, or buffalo chicken dip, $11, and be sure to read the descriptions. They are solid gold. Finally, a buff chick dip that doesn't suck. Salads include the Pacific Coast, $16, topped with grilled chicken, red onion, artichokes, sun-dried tomatoes, goat cheese, and shaved almonds. And the Lil Red Rooster, $15, with paprika, grilled chicken, roasted corn, red bell pepper, crispy chicken skins, scallions, cheddar, and fried pickles. You can also build your own salad and choose from more than 40 toppings. Wings, $9 for 6, $17 for 12, or $32 for 24, can be made traditional, char-grilled, or with cauliflower as a chicken substitute, and tossed in your choice of sauce or dry rub. Each sauce is listed with 1 to 4 chickens to indicate spice level. Too hot for the menu comes with a disclaimer. Don't do it. No refunds. They've also got tenders, $8 for 3, $13 for 5, $24 for 9, and nugs, $6.50 for 6, $11.50 for 12, and $17.50 for 18, which are a big hit if you bring the kids or you just like to eat them. Handheld Hootenannies are available as a sandwich or a wrap and come with your choice of a side. Try the Anchor Bar Buffalo, $15, with buffalo fried chicken, lettuce, tomato, onion, pickle, and buffalo ranch or blue cheese dressing. Or the Thirsty Beaver, $15, with a meatless chicken patty, lettuce, tomato, pickle, red onion, and garlic mayo. Side hustles include the seasoned waffle fries, mac and cheese, and the Lil Hen House salad. The 6 Mac Daddy and cheese selections feed 2 to 3 people as a side, or 1 person as an entree. It is a base of spiral noodles coated in melty cheese that you can punch up with top shell bar bites. Highlights include bacon chicken ranch, $13, spinach artichoke, $13, and dynamite chicken, $14. A heap of mac and cheese topped with buffalo nugs. This is the kind of dish that puts you in a full-blown food coma. If your stomach has a secret dessert compartment, though, go ahead and order a chocolate chunk cookie bake for $8 or the root beer or cheerwine float for $8. You can always regret it later. The Painted Rooster is open every day from 11 a.m. to 11 p.m. and they are located at 1601 Central Avenue in Charlotte, North Carolina. Their phone is 704-332-3663 and the website bigpaintedrooster.com. And the next article is also from Charlotte Magazine. Henrietta's Plants Roots in Lower South End by Taylor Bowler. Meg Charity and Barrett Worthington opened Raleigh Pickleball 2 years ago in Lower South End. It had all the right pieces to succeed in the emerging entertainment district. A food and cocktail menu, live music, and the hype behind what its advocates repeatedly tell us is the fastest growing sport in America. In its first 6 months, Raleigh attracted more than 40,000 visitors. Charity and Worthington could have easily coasted on their track record, but they chose to level up instead. They opened a farm-to-table bistro called Henrietta's, next door in the former Raleigh Annex building. They tapped Andres Kiefer, the chef behind Custom Shop and Marina's Tapas, to develop a menu of small plates and shareables using local greens, fresh meats and seafood, and scratch-made pasta. The opening lineup has just 16 dishes, a sign that they have chosen quality over quantity. They transformed the former event space into a neighborhood bistro with exposed brick walls, rattan drum pendants, and woven back dining chairs. Charity says they designed it so guests can be a little nosy if something on the table next to them looks good. Guests can sit in the dining area or grab a spot at the 14-seat bar. The pickleball courts are visible from the window behind the bar, but the sound barely registers inside the restaurant. Start with an order of warm focaccia for $6 and slather it in chili honey butter while you peruse the drink menu. Cocktails emphasize fresh fruit and herbs from the garden. Highlights include the herbalist for $14, the orange creamsicle, $14, and the ginger rabbit, $14. Red, white, and sparkling wine is available by the glass, and the beer lineup has local brews from Lenny Boy, Sugar Creek, and Birdsong. A half dozen oysters, market price, come just as you'd expect, over crushed ice with lemon and mignonette. Roasted carrots, $14, are served over a cloud of whipped ricotta with a drizzle of caramelized honey and a sprinkle of mild red chili pepper for a flicker of heat. The hamachi, $16, is drenched in a blackberry ponzu that tastes like soy sauce with a fruity fermented edge. While this plate is billed as shareable, it's barely enough to satisfy one person, so you may need to order another. The right side of the menu has heartier portions that you'll be more inclined to share. The fettuccine, $22, is tossed with pancetta, confit tomato, chili and garlic butter, and aged ricotta. The salty pancetta gives the silky noodles a smoky punch, while the ricotta adds a tangy finish. For a pasta dish that hits every corner of your palate, order the crispy noci for $24. The pillowy dumplings are served in a Parmesan cream with mushrooms from Waxhaw-based Urban Gourmet Farms. Agrodolce, an Italian sweet sour sauce, and gremolata for a pop of citrus and herb. If you think chicken is too basic to order in a restaurant, the half-green circle chicken, $35, will change your mind. It is golden, crackly, the skin is expertly seasoned, the meat is juicy, and the caramelized drippings from the pan add that umami depth you probably can't achieve at home. The scallops, $30, are accompanied by buttery Anson Mills grits and tomato brodo, a tomato-based broth, with just enough acidity to balance the savory base. The ribeye, $42, is rich and marbled with charred edges, sliced into strips, and laid atop piquillo salsa, a mild smoky sauce made from piquillo peppers. The fingerling chips on top are like steakhouse fries reimagined as a garnish. Desserts include key lime cake, $10, chocolate brownie cake, $10, and cherry cola sorbet, $5. The key lime cake is the clear front runner with a thick graham cracker crust, key lime ice cream, and white chocolate crumble. You might rally for a game of pickleball after this meal, but depending on your commitment to dessert, you may just want to cheer from the sidelines. Henrietta's is located at 117 Southside Drive in Charlotte. Their phone is 980-501-0866, and their website, henrietetasclt.com. And finally, from Indie Week, Lunch Money, Tuna Salad on a Hoagie at the Blue Ridge Deli and Cafe by Lena Geller. I drove past the Blue Ridge Deli and Cafe recently and wondered how I'd never seen it before, given that I've lived in Durham my whole life, with the exception of college. The deli sits on the corner of South Alston Avenue and East Cornwallis Road, a low-key oasis in the restaurant desert between NC Central and RTP. Inside, the decor consists of gentle imitations, brick-patterned wallpaper, fake flowers that somehow make the place feel more welcoming. Like any good deli, the Blue Ridge has coolers overflowing with bottled drinks, Doritos, Arizona Tea, Celsius, and dozens of others, and shelves stocked with Miss Vicky's and Lay's. I'm here for an early lunch at 10:30. Breakfast hour has just ended. The menu board behind the counter showcases classic sandwich options, roast and corned beef, meatball and Italian subs, tuna and chicken salad, alongside salads, burgers, and hot dogs. Everything is under $11. Tuna salad is what I make at home when I don't want to think too hard about lunch, and in this homey atmosphere, it feels like the right choice. I order tuna on a hoagie roll with lettuce and tomato for $8.99. When I ask to add fries, $2.79, the woman at the register tells me they can't make them because they're still prepping lunch. But the window slides open, revealing the kitchen and the owner, and says, "I'll put them on." And the window slides shut. My total with tax, tip, and a surcharge is $15.50. It's the Monday after Thanksgiving, objectively a downer day, but the mood in the restaurant is light. After a few minutes, the cashier brings my food out in a styrofoam box. The sandwich, wrapped in wax paper and foil, weighs more than I expected. The bread is fresh and spread thick with mayo. It cradles a tuna salad that sparkles with celery bits, but avoids the compulsive additions like onions, olives, and capers that restaurants often throw in. The fries are dusted with what looks like paprika. They're perfectly crisp, and I'm grateful the owner made the extra effort. I finish my lunch and head out. The Blue Ridge Deli and Cafe is located at 3530 South Alston Avenue in Durham. Their number is 919-973-1884. They are open Monday through Friday from 7 a.m. to 1:30 p.m. And I could not find any information about a website or menu online. We have run out of time for today's episode of Restaurant Review. Be sure to listen next time. I hope you've enjoyed it. I am Mary Ellen Sura, reading for the North Carolina Reading Service. The content of this program is intended for people who are blind and print impaired. Restaurant Review is available as a podcast at our website, ncreadingservice.org. If you have any comments or questions, please call 919-832-5138. That number again is 919-832-5138. Thank you for listening to the North Carolina Reading Service, and have a wonderful day.